This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 20th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. A man's doctor suggested laparoscopic surgery to eliminate some growths that may have been cancerous. The doctor explained it was a simple procedure. He did these operations frequently and with good results. The surgery was scheduled. At admittance, the doctor greeted the man and his wife. He smiled, and he said jokingly, "Your lucky day. Our robot is blind in one eye. So today, you have two surgeons plus the robot." The surgery supposedly went well. The doctor was so pleased he changed the plan of a recommended 3-day hospital stay to only one. The day after the surgery, the patient was in pain. His wife kept asking the nurse if perhaps her husband could stay the 3 days instead of the one. Each time the answer was no. "You have to leave by 4 p.m. Please get organized." So efficiently, the wife went into action. She had access to a wheelchair for home use. She also organized a friend's help to assist her 210-pound husband to get into their home. Although the man had walked into the hospital, he had to be taken to their car and into their home by wheelchair. At home, he didn't sleep all night and he was in severe pain. His wife called the doctor. The doctor replied, "Most people can get by with a Tylenol, but if your husband's complaining, I'll put in a prescription for morphine. Just run up to the pharmacy and it'll be there." She obeyed. She didn't ask any questions. He was the doctor. He was the expert. The drugs didn't help. Long story short, the surgery hadn't been as successful as the doctor perceived. A slit in the intestine was undetected, and the patient ended up with sepsis and valiantly fought for his life in the hospital for 6 months until he died there. Why am I sharing this story? Well, it's toss away, could haves and should haves day. And as we look at regrets and coulda, shoulda, wouldas, we should realize that no one of us is perfect. We all have our regrets. I am the wife in this scenario. I have had my regrets. Had I not been so efficient, perhaps then he would have discovered the flawed surgery. No one told me that if I couldn't accommodate my husband at home, that they couldn't ask him to leave the hospital. And perhaps if they'd kept him, they would have discovered the problem. It was 4 years ago last weekend, and in that time, I've learned a lot about coulda, woulda, shouldas. I no longer dwell in the past, and I'm rather now focusing on making things better for others. I'm volunteering as a patient advocate at the hospital, so no one will experience what we did. We all can ruminate about how something was and get stuck examining and reliving something unpleasant. But we can also choose to be happy, to learn from what we lived then, leave our old self behind, and journey to a newer, more enlightened us. That's what I've been doing, and I am a new woman today. It's not good for us to get stuck in a loop of what-ifs and should-haves. When we do, it increases our risk of depression, gives us chronic stress, traps us, and hurts us because we carry that emotional baggage. Unless we can find a way to get free of our past trauma and pain and heal, we'll be living in an unpleasant past with if-onlys, if I could do it over again, or if I should have done, or I wonder if what would have happened if, I coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome. It can make our days difficult and prevent us from living our life. Of course, we could have and should have done things differently, but we didn't. We can't go back, so we need to find our way forward. We need to think things through and find our path and do our best to make good decisions and accept that things don't always turn out the way we planned. We can learn from our mistakes. We can accept that we're each fallible, none of us perfect. So it's up to us to build our life, to be true to ourselves and our values, to make time for what's important to us beyond just our work, to speak our truth and to ask questions and live our best each day. Bottom line, let's strive to fill our life with happiness and joy and live our life to the fullest. Let's take calculated risks and reap the benefits. Let's not spend time on thinking of what could have been. Rather, let's live knowing that we have a chance for our best life and find our way to happiness. It's up to us to embrace every opportunity we come upon. And when we don't win, we can feel disappointment, but we won't experience the regret of having done nothing. We can't expect to win a lottery if we don't buy a ticket. So it's up to us to avoid the negative feelings, the doubts and regrets our woulda, coulda, shouldas bring, and live our life experiencing excitement, joy, inspirations, all the positive things that life's journey can bring. We can be focused on our present moments and new experiences. We need to let go of our negative pasts. L. Ron Hubbard said it well. Never regret yesterday. Life is in you today, and you make your tomorrow. Our life is about our choices, and we can do our best to live well by making informed decisions. Today, You're From a Woman's Perspective team will share their knowledge and experience so anyone listening can learn and empower themselves. And will he learn about health from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll talk person-centered care with Jane Teasdale of Mosaic. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau. Learn about relationships from matchmaker Linda Miller. We'll get a conversation about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. In a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started and we'll have a chat with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Marilyn, good morning. I hope you had a great week and we'll have a great weekend. Before I start, let me say what a heart-wrenching story of systemic failure and the emotional toll that this must have burdened you with. It's a testament to your resilience that you can speak of it with a resolution to find an inner peace and growth. The tone and tenor of your show reflects this pursuit of joy and fulfillment, and I want to say thank you for that. I know we like to recount positive things and how financial planning can enrich and enable you in your life. Today, I have one very tragic outcome and another that is currently evolving with a positive hope of finding fertile soil. I was away last week and a friend reached out to ask for a caring ear. A very close friend of his had just committed suicide, and while the reasons and the specifics to this tragic event aren't known, he speculated that the primary issue was likely financial and the significant reversal of fortunes that they had encountered. Earlier this week, in a different meeting, I had a meeting with a client, new client by the name of Jane, and we are discussing how she can find financial security in the face of an overwhelming set of personal challenges. In her case, it's the demise of a marriage, paying out money that she didn't have so that she could keep her home, and a significant decline in income from the film business when they were on strike. In both instances, financial planning has a role to play. In the former, I can only speculate that we could have provided perspective and found hidden value that allowed for a semblance of security and hope and maybe prevented the spiral of hopelessness. As planners, we find value and frequently put someone's financial position into a more positive perspective. We can't invent things. However, we can look at things differently. In the latter case, we're giving Jane hope. She isn't up against it as she thinks she is, and we have her looking at her assets differently. The most important thing for her is she doesn't feel alone regarding her money anymore. And she feels like there is a strategy and a process that we can employ that is going to give her a sense of security and also unburden her. Like she feels so locked in right now. And what we're hoping to do is to get her to the point where she feels unburdened and able to enjoy life. So that's the role of financial planning and maybe the thoughts of despair. Not unlike your own case. You try to find that hope and joy in life because that's what does come after the challenges of a tragic event or overwhelming personal circumstances.
Thank you, Kevin, for sharing Jane's story. Anyone listening who wants to find financial security and is worried and stuck thinking about it and rethinking it, you can turn things around. You need a financial planner like Kevin Giffen to tell your story to and to get some answers. If you want a strategy and a process to move ahead, then remember, Kevin is there. It's Full Circle Financial, and his number is 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Help is a phone call away. Have the conversation and try to move forward in your life with the help of an expert. Thanks again, Kevin, and we'll speak again next week.
Marilyn, thank you, and I hope you and all your listeners have a great weekend and are able to find joy in your life. Thank you.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us to give us ideas of how we can deal with constipation naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week I spoke a little bit about constipation, some of the causes, some of the issues associated with constipation. And of course, you know, if patients have chronic constipation, it's important to have it diagnosed. We definitely want to find the root cause. So certainly, you know, having an appointment, maybe a colonoscopy to rule out anything of major concern is obviously an important way to go. But certainly if all the major issues have been ruled out, and people are still suffering with constipation, there are some naturopathic approaches that we can consider. Certainly, from a dietary perspective, increasing fiber intake is really important. So getting at least 22 grams of fiber per day, preferably a mixture of something called insoluble and soluble fiber. So insoluble fiber doesn't dissolve in water. It actually moves through the digestive system really unchanged. And it really adds bulk, and it can increase frequency of the stools. Whereas soluble fiber actually absorbs water and it forms a gel-like substance and can actually soften your stool. Now, when we think of diet, of course, high-fiber foods actually that contain both types of fiber, including include things like fruits and nuts and seeds, vegetables, whole grains. Many different kinds of foods contain these things naturally. Some foods that are particularly effective for constipation are things like apples and prunes and sweet potatoes and beans, of course. Last week, I also mentioned about staying hydrated, because when you increase fiber, it also can lead to problems if you're not actually increasing your water intake, because the fiber is actually going to absorb some of the water to bulk up. So you really need to make sure you're drinking enough. And things like caffeine and alcohol, both of these things are diuretics, which mean they actually can contribute to dehydration. So it's best to limit both of these, especially if patients are constipated. Now, probiotics are something that I often prescribe, and there's many different types of probiotics and different strains. And there are natural probiotics, for example, found in things like sauerkraut and tempeh and yogurt and those kinds of things. But certainly supplement is something I often prescribe, and that's done on an individualized basis. Regular exercise is important because it's a key part of fending off constipation, and of course, reducing stress. So, you know, if people suspect that stress is a contributing factor, it's important to get to the root cause of the stress in your life, of course. And eliminating stress or sort of managing stress can be done through meditation, exercise, and many patients will come and have acupuncture treatments with me to help not just manage stress, but there's specific points and certain protocols that we use to help with digestion and support healthy bowel movements through acupuncture and through traditional Chinese medicine. But naturopathically, we can actually run various tests to determine what's really going on, because imbalances can be hard to manage. Knowing, for example, if it's a result of a thyroid issue or a hormonal imbalance, and even doing comprehensive stool testing through a naturopathic doctor can be very helpful. So the idea is to create a tailored plan for individuals to deal with their individualized constipation. So certainly if people have any questions, they want to give me a call, they can reach me at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to get to the root of any problem, and if constipation is one of them, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and give her a call. And when you get started, don't forget to ask for your complimentary consultation. The number, 905-707-2001. That's Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for sharing your story and for advocating for people to live well and in the most positive ways. Regrets are things that we dwell on during our last hours. Lucille Ball once said, "I'd rather regret the things that I've done rather than the things that I haven't done." Life is all about taking chances and making leaps of faith. Often we come to realize that these actions bring the biggest rewards. In my line of work, we regularly see people who have hesitantly come to see us only to discover that it wasn't the experience that they thought it would be. Our job is to enable people to live their lives to the fullest and experience all that they want to experience. Just this past week, I saw a gentleman by the name of Ian, who just celebrated his 65th birthday by going on a windsurfing trip. He was back to see me recently to try a set of waterproof hearing aids because he's going camping and whitewater rafting in Quebec at the end of the month, and he wanted to make sure that he could hear well and his hearing aids were up to the task of roughing it. Ian isn't the typical 65-year-old guy, but here he is living life to the fullest. My own father, who recently celebrated his 80th birthday, booked a month-long trip with my mom where they'll be visiting ancient buildings in the Caucasus. Living life without regrets is a blessing, and I believe that is what we are made to do. So, if you're living with any degree of hearing loss, which is holding you back from living a full life, take action and book an appointment today. It is your first step in having a great conversation and a great life. The office number to call is 416-754-4327.
When we take action, we won't have regrets because we're doing the best we can. And Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto can help us hear our best. With hearing aids, with a good hearing test, we can move forward. Give Edmund a call, have a conversation, ask him the questions you have about your hearing, and move forward. His number again, 416-754-4327. That's Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing your stories and each week and being part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. We'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Always great to chat with you.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? Your friends may be well-intended, but they don't have experience and it may not be working for you. If not, the best thing to do is know that From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. Her name, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And I'm just going to say good morning, Cupid.
Good morning. So sometimes when I answer the phone at Misty River Introductions, I'm not always wearing my matchmaker hat. A lot of what I do as a matchmaker is coaching. We all know what a red flag looks like in a relationship. You know, the bad things like somebody borrowing money from you or somebody not being present or somebody just treating you poorly. But what are the green flags? Sometimes you don't have that instant chemistry with someone, but you still recognize that they could be a good partner. We've all had the experience of being at work, and you meet somebody for the first time, and you meet them two or three times, and you don't think anything of it. And then after a month or two, you start to sort of notice them, and you notice they have a good sense of humor, and they're confident, and they're interesting. And over time, an attraction grows. And that's the same thing when you're dating people through a matchmaking service as well. Sometimes you need to give people a chance. The things you need to look for, the things that I call green flags, is do you look forward to seeing them? Do you talk openly about them when they're not around, so you're telling your friends and family? Do you look forward to getting their opinions on things? Do you want to meet their friends and family? Are they kind to you? Are they financially stable? Do they have interests of their own and interests that you do together? And most importantly, do you respect and admire them? You can have all the chemistry in the world, but if you don't respect someone, it really falls flat. You need something that's going to be there for you in the long term. And the long term is being with someone who you respect, that you look up to.
So, Linda, I understand that you help people meet people, but it sounds like you do far more than that. You tell us what to do and how to do it and what to look for. And do you also tell us when to say goodbye?
Exactly. Yes, I do. Some of that, unfortunately, some of that is my coaching part, too. I do have to let people know that they're maybe not with the right person.
And then you find them the right person?
Yes, that's what our goal is, and that's what we're able to do most of the time.
Well, I've had people who are happily in a relationship thanks to my Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. If you're sitting there wondering if it's possible for you to meet that right person, someone new, it starts with a conversation with Linda Miller. She has over 30 years of experience helping people find that right someone. Linda, if someone wants to talk to you and just sort of understand it, is it okay for them to call you?
Yes, so the best thing to do is to call our office at 416-777-6302. If you're outside the Toronto area, you can use the toll-free number 1-877-334-9041. We're open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, just as a note. You can also check out our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there. I've written all sorts of dating advice blogs, as well as you can book an appointment right online.
So if you're sitting there ready to meet someone new, it can start with a conversation with From a Woman's Perspective's Cupid, Linda Miller. I'll give out her numbers. Locally, 416-777-6302. Toll free, 1-877-334-9041. MistyRiverIntros.com. It takes one call to get started. Have that conversation, and then perhaps by this time next week, you'll be on your first date. Linda, thank you very much for being the Cupid on From a Woman's Perspective and being the friends of the people who want to meet people and go on with their life.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at MistyRiverIntros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Are you wondering whether we get enough vitamin D in the summer when the sun's shining? Well, today, Dr. Vivian Brown, the woman's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, joins us and will answer that question. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's lovely to be here with you, and I'm happy to talk about vitamin D. Because vitamin D is a really special vitamin. It almost thinks it's a hormone because every cell in our body has receptors for vitamin D. It supports our immune health, and it promotes calcium absorption, which is so important for bone health. And yes, vitamin D is made by sunshine, but the sun is only strong enough to stimulate vitamin D production in our skin for about 3 to 4 months a year, typically from May through August. However, we need to expose our skin to the sun for at least 20 to 30 minutes without sunscreen between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in order to absorb enough vitamin D. And that's not what we want in terms of skin cancer. We want to be protected from the sun in terms of skin cancer. So we're encouraging people not to be exposed without a sunblock on, and not to be in the most direct heat, in the most direct sunlight between 10 and 2, because that's why we're seeing so much of an increase in skin cancer. So I think that in the summer, you still need to take your vitamin D. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. You take it after food. It's very well absorbed. It's very well tolerated. And protect your skin from the sun, because it's not worth it to have skin exposed to sun, increase your risk for skin cancer in order to absorb vitamin D that you could be taking easily inside.
There's a clear answer. Use sun protection and continue to take your vitamin D, and you'll reap the benefits of healthy aging. Anyone who wants useful advice in clear language should make note of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it in your local bookstore or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want signed copies for a special gift, feel free to call me and order it directly at 416-504-6777. It's good to take charge of your health and know what to do, and Dr. Brown definitely can guide us. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Over the past few weeks, I've been suggesting to listeners that summer is an excellent time for home improvement projects. While some projects are simple enough to fall into the DIY category, others are going to require you to call in the professionals. Hiring a home contractor can be a significant decision, especially for seniors. Here are 6 tips to ensure a smooth and safe process. Number 1, always check credentials and references. Verify that the contractor is licensed, insured, and bonded. Ask for proof of insurance, too. Check those references, especially from past clients who had similar projects done. Here are some of the questions you might want to ask those references. Was the work completed on time and on budget? If not, why not? Was the quality of the workmanship and materials what you expected? Was the crew respectful and professional, and did they leave the job site reasonably tidy at the end of each workday? Even when the contact has come from word-of-mouth referral, confirming credentials and references is a smart safeguard. Number 2, get multiple estimates. Usually, I recommend homeowners get 3 written estimates to compare prices and services. Make sure each estimate includes the scope of work, materials, labor costs, and timelines. Number 3, review the contract carefully before you sign. Details in the contract should include the project's start and completion date, the schedule of payments, and a detailed list of materials and costs. If you, as the homeowner, are to source certain materials or be responsible for preparing the workspace somehow, this should also be clearly identified in writing to avoid confusion. Number 4, another thing to avoid is making large upfront payments. Any contractor who asks for a large down payment before the work commences should raise a definite red flag. More usually, a payment of between 10 and 20% of the project cost will be needed upfront to hire crews and pay for materials. Subsequent payments are tied to project milestones and pre-established schedules. Number 5, understand what permits and inspections are required. Make sure you know what permits and inspections are going to be required for your particular project. Clarify that your contractor will be applying for these permits and verify that they've been obtained before your work starts. And finally, number 6, communicate clearly. Maintain open and regular communication with your contractor by establishing your expectations up front. Ask, for example, how and when will progress reports be delivered? And also, how do you express any of your concerns to your contractor? You know, Marilyn, I've had a lot of experience hiring contractors, and I can tell you that sometimes I've been made to feel that I'm lucky that they're willing to take me on as a client rather than the other way around. But stand your ground and do the work necessary to properly vet your hires. It can save you aggravation, money, and time in the long run. For a full list of tips, questions to ask, and other valuable information about hiring a contractor, visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, or call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. While you're there, check out our upcoming webinars on all topics related to downsizing. And like everything at Smart Realty Solution, these are free of cost or obligation.
Thank you, Sharon. We can't go wrong when we deal with someone who works with their heart, their mind, and uses years of experience. And that's you. Anyone wishing to get your free notebooks or seminars, one call to Sharon Parenteau will get you started. Don't wish and hope, but make action happen. 416-460-5636. That's Smart Realty Solutions by Sharon Parenteau. And her number again, 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. Talk to you next week.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of award-winning Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, joins us. So, Jane, good morning. And it's been a while since we've spoken. So what important items would you like to discuss with us today?
Well, today, as one of the co-owners of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, we are very involved within change and advocacy within Toronto and really providing a space for individuals of all ages to interact with one another and connect. Focus today, I think, is on additional home care services that we can provide in retirement and long-term care homes.
So does Mosaic provide care in the community? Do you help with additional care in hospitals and retirement homes or long-term care homes?
Good question, Marilyn. Yes, we can certainly provide, you know, our person-centered care model within the community, as well as help in the hospital as well. So if somebody is being discharged from a retirement home and has a personal support worker, that personal support worker can help them in the hospital as well. So just being there to provide companionship, bedside sitting, getting the food and refreshments, holding the person's hand, and someone who is attentive to your needs and is compassionate. As we know, hospitals are very short-staffed in emergency rooms and on the patient floors. So additional support is a help, especially in the emergency rooms, or if family members can't be there. In many cases, the individual is living at home in Toronto, but their family members may be all over the world. So it's nice to have somebody there as an advocate. For those that are living in a retirement home and are having to go into hospital, as I mentioned, Mosaic can certainly be there to help as needed. And each case is different. And our client services integrated team is there to help family caregivers and clients.
Well, aside from that, can you perhaps tell us a little about how you provide help in retirement homes or long-term care facilities?
We have many individuals that are living in retirement homes who are needing additional care as medical needs change. So if somebody moves into a retirement home and they're quite independent, sometimes there's medical needs or they're going to hospital or they've had a fall or, you know, cancer, whatever. The care home only provides a limited amount of care. So in order to stay in that retirement home, or if an individual has Alzheimer's, dementia, or Parkinson's and needing extreme more care, then families need to hire additional care and using and making sure I think families are using a very reputable home care company as well. I think families really need to look at the documents. So when somebody's moving into a retirement home, that they need to check on the documents. How much care will they get from the retirement home? And if needs change, what kind of care do they need to bring in order to stay in that retirement home for as long as possible?
Can you speak about the additional care and long-term care facilities?
Yes, that's a big one. And that, you know, as we know, you know, prior to COVID and during COVID, staff is limited in the long-term care homes. You know, individuals and PSWs and nurses, they're working to full capacity. So how can they provide, you know, that one-on-one person-centered care? Families do have this perception that because it's a long-term care home, that they might get 24-hour care that is provided to everyone. So that is a misconception, you know. Perhaps people are only getting about 4 hours of care. So if family members are not around, then again, hiring a very reputable home care company to come in and provide that one-on-one outings, if that person can go out for a walk or in their wheelchair, and just being there for the resident as well to provide additional care. We can also help with transitional care. And what I mean by that is if somebody is living at home and let's say is getting home care services, I think it's always better that that PSW will go along with you to the retirement home or long-term care, because that is a face that that person it has known, has built up a relationship with. And, you know, it's not easy moving from your home where, you know, you have your surroundings around, you have your pictures around, and then all of a sudden moving into retirement or long-term care. It takes a while to get used to the space, to also socialize with individuals. It can be very isolating moving into these places. So we do recommend, you know, some of our clients who have kept us on. And then once that person or that resident becomes more relaxed in the facility, they may not need the home care services anymore. So really that's a way that we can help with transition as well.
Sometimes we can't do it all alone. And then knowing that there's you, Mosaic Home Care, that can add the additional layer of help and relieve us of our pressures, just even a little bit, that's wonderful. So anyone listening, when you need help, ask your questions and find solutions with Jane Teasdale and her team at Mosaic Home Care, 416-322-7002. Thanks, Jane, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. It was a very hot, humid day. Barbara met me wearing a long sleeve dress that reached almost to the floor. She explained that she had lots of clothes, four closets full, and yet had nothing to wear during this heat wave. As we talked, she revealed that she'd always been slim and still was the same size 10. Her arms and legs were described as skinny and ridiculed by her teen friends. And they laughed and played a song, Skinny Legs, and she'd never forgotten it. Their judgment imprinted on her self-image. And from that time on, she made sure that no one saw her skinny arms or legs. Now, long past her teens, she's still covered up, even in 40 degrees Celsius, even if she was uncomfortable. So together, we experimented. She tried on a knee-length sleeveless little black dress. And wow! Her lithe, athletic body, slim arms and legs, well, they were nothing to hide. She looked wonderful. She's 5'7", fit and beautiful. But the scars of her youth had put her in a woulda, coulda, shoulda mode. They kept her for decades, hiding her assets and preventing her from standing tall and proud. Together, we built a wardrobe capsule, which included the sleeveless little black dress, a black tank, a white tank top, a hot pink short sleeve tee, black slim capri pants, and a short, cheerful print soft skirt with a matching print crop jacket. All in all, 8 pieces of clothing to give her 24 changes. My wardrobe doctor tip for today, use your mirror to assess your total look. Dress the woman who you see reflected in that mirror today. Let go of the pictures that others may have painted of you in the past and realize that you're unique and a priceless work of art and you're the best you're going to be today. You owe it to yourself to dress your best and walk proudly in the world without hesitation. Woulda, coulda, shouldas don't make you taller or shorter or change your body structure. You can control what you wish to control, your weight and your muscle tone. And you can stand tall as you possibly can if you wish with good posture. You can strive to be and look your best. Don't let coulda, wouldas, and shouldas hold you back. Barbara promised herself and me not to hide in long dresses and long sleeves ever again. She left wearing her perky short skirt and pink tank top with her arms and legs showing, and her wardrobe was in a shopping bag swinging joyfully at her side. She was tossing the could-haves, should-haves, and all the clothes that purposefully hid her arms and legs. And the new Barbara stood tall and proud. No more hiding in her future. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll learn how to improve our memory with exercise from Christine, the health coach, and talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And afterwards, I'll finish my own woulda, coulda, shoulda story that I started in the open. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Improving memory. As you get older, certain aspects of memory normally decline, but that doesn't mean you are powerless to protect your brain as you age. In fact, there is a lot you can do. Certain lifestyle measures can help, according to several medical associations, including the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle measures that promote brain health include activities such as exercising regularly, receiving ongoing mental stimulation, eating a healthy diet, reducing stress, and getting a good night's sleep. In addition, to the extent possible, it's important to protect your brain from injury and other assaults that can damage your memory and increase the risk for dementia. Physical fitness goes hand in glove with mental fitness. The more you get, the better you are. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation on how to get started.
Everyone wants to have a good memory, and anything you can do to improve it is wonderful. Christine, the health coach, and exercise is one road to improving your memory. One conversation gets you started. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. And then you'll have Christine as your health coach. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Speaking about woulda, coulda, shoulda moments, a recent client of mine fit right into the theme of this week. Rosa reached out to me several months ago. She lives with her sister, Mary. They live in a bungalow in Mississauga, and they share one main bathroom that has a bathtub. Mary, who struggles to get in and out of the bathtub, wanted a grab bar installed. Her sister, Rosa, insisted that they don't need one at this time. It won't look good. It could damage the tiles. The guests will see it. Kind of excuse after excuse, but she just didn't want that appearance in the bathtub. So as time went on, unfortunately, Mary did have a fall in the tub, and she broke her arm. She needed a cast, and she told me she wasn't the most pleasant of people during that time, which is understandable. Rosa did feel awful about it and was full of regret and wished that she had added a simple grab bar. That's when I got the call from Rosa. Not only did she want a grab bar installed, but she also wanted the tub removed and shower to be put in. Greater Toronto Accessibility did just that. We removed the old tub, lowered the floor so we could make an accessible barrier-free shower equipped with a built-in bench, easy-to-reach shower controls, and non-slip tiles for safety. We completed this project a few months ago, but Mary has forgiven her sister, and they both learned a lesson about doing the simple things and being proactive, so there's no woulda, coulda, shoulda moments. Mary was thrilled with the finished shower and felt so comfortable and confident that she would shower at will without the fear of falling. They're both grateful for the job well done by Greater Toronto Accessibility, and they wanted me to mention about our company was punctual every day until the job was done.
Thank you, Daniel, for sharing Mary and Rosa's happy story. Anyone can slip in a bathtub, regardless of their age or their ability, but everyone can benefit from a grab bar, especially one that looks like a designer bathroom accessory like the ones you provided me in my bathroom. Do you have a show special for us, Daniel?
Of course I have a show special. So this week, I actually want to change it up a bit. If anybody's interested in getting a grab bar installed, I want you, if you buy one, you can get one for half off. So buy one, get one half off, because I think two grab bars is important in a shower. Whether you have a shower or a bathtub, it's very vital to have this product in your shower. So we're happy to come out and do that for you. Usually, just so you know, for cost, it's about $220 to $240 per bar installed. So that comes with the bar and installation. So like I said, I want to help you out. You'll get that second one 50% off. You can call me directly at 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409 to take me up on my offer.
Thank you for that show special. Anyone who wishes more information about accessibility and grab bars, remember the name Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks again, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, and talk to you next week.
At some point in our life, each of us have likely taken a ride on the emotional merry-go-round. We get lost in thought, replaying unhappy, stressful moments from our past, and it's not easy to put on the brakes, get off, and step into today. That woulda, coulda, shoulda loop can hold us captive. The burden of pain, the traumas we've endured, leave their marks. But we most definitely can heal. We can dig deep and learn from what we've endured. We can enjoy our present moments and choose to move forward and even use the life lessons to build a better and happier future by forgiving ourselves and others. In the open of today's show, I shared one of my woulda, coulda, shoulda moments. I did my all to do what I thought was perfect, and when it ended tragically, I carried the blame until I forgave myself. I realized I could use my experience to help others. I'm happy to report that robots with even the most minor blemish are no longer allowed to work at the hospital until they're perfected. And the hospital's creating documents to make patients and their families aware of their rights and encouraging them to ask questions, use their voice to speak up, and avoid what my Sam and I went through. I, like you and every person, need to realize that we're fallible. We're only human. We can't expect perfection from ourselves. Only to think things through and strive to do right and be as close to perfect as possible. None of us have dress rehearsals for life. We can only resolve to do the very best and move on living life to its full. Standing still, held back by our woulda, coulda, shouldas, does us absolutely no good. We'll find our life will be better when we take action rather than stand frozen because of what was. By doing, we reap results. We can affect change, create new experiences, and set ambitious goals and focus on our journey to an enriching and hopefully fulfilling future. We can take charge of our life. We most certainly can work towards eliminating the woulda, coulda, shouldas and embrace change and positivity rather than beat ourselves up with negative memories and thoughts. Let's opt to reminisce and experience the joy of good times. Let's revisit our happy moments and use them to navigate past our woulda, coulda, shouldas. We'll be happier and healthier and have hope and optimism for our future when we do. Our life is a gift, so let's live striving to do our best each day. Today, on Toss Away Your Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day, let's acknowledge what holds us back and start tossing. Please know all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life and make informed decisions. We'll gladly answer questions and share our knowledge and expertise and experience. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. Just click on the heading On Radio and you'll see the sponsor expert list. And of course, you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, directly, 416-504-6777. Our hour together today is almost at an end. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective team, and a very special thank you for those of you who joined us today, and beyond that, who call me and share their thoughts and feelings. Thank you so very much. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and remember, when we let go of our woulda, coulda, shouldas, we've made room for our personal growth and fresh possibilities. Life does go on, so let's try to live our best. Bye until next week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.